Ein Reich Beisifaf. Ein Mekatschim al Yayin Shereichel Ra. Afal Gav de Reichel Vetami Chamra. Even though it smells and tastes like wine, but if the wine has a foul smell, one should not use it for Kiddush. That's not a chosh of a wine, and therefore should not be used. V'lod Yayin Megula. Also, wine that was left open should not be used. Now, in the olden days, Yayin Megula was not drinkable because of concern of snakes. Even though Bisman is there, in most parts of the world, they don't have snakes. Afilo idne de look up dinakila. The chiddush over here is that even though nowadays we're not makban and kila, but still it's not considered a chosh of wine for kiddush. Shabru says though that if it was just a short period of time, makula, then it's alright because the flavor is still intact. Even that, the chayotim says that is acceptable only in a place where there's not an abundance of wine, and therefore people don't mind the fact that it was kept open a little bit. The bottom line is, one should be careful about the wine used for Kiddush, should not be left open. This is even if it's in the refrigerator, if the cork falls off, one should not use it for Kiddush, because the mice loses its pungency. The Rambam says, "Vein mekatshim al yain derechi chamer b'tayim echala." One should not use for Kiddush wine that smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. The mice, in this case, that it tastes like vinegar, you do not make a boy priya gofen on it, the flour, you make a shahako.